Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning, I have Kim McNair. She is CEO of Women on the Move. And there's a summit coming, ladies. We don't want you to miss it. She's hosting this awesome summit. How are you this morning, Kim?
Oh, I'm great. I'm fabulous.
Well, tell us about Women on the Move, first of all.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Women on the Move kind of came about. I was doing luncheons and some different events for women because I'm an advocate for women in business and getting us together so we can network and just kind of see and find out what each other is doing because we do so many fabulous things as women. We have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of conferences, different things. So I sat down and I said, you know what? I want to put together a summit because there's so many people coming up to me. Hey, Kim, could you help me this? Do you know this person? So the Women on the Move Summit is kind of under my nonprofit, which is Business Women Empowerment Project, BWEP. And it's about resources, helping women find resources and connecting them with the resources or the people they need to help grow their business. So this just came out of that. I wanted to do a summit. I wanted to go out, and I went, and that's what I did. I went and asked all these top executives, CEOs, people that are already doing it. They're here that these small business or entrepreneurial women can't get to. So I said, you know what? I'm asking you to come and donate your time. Come. Spend a half day to be able to share with them, answer the questions that they have. They can't get it. They've been trying to get to you, but they need everything as much as you can give them at that time. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, you know, they can set up time to meet with them. Maybe they may get a mentor or something out of it. But I want to be able to give them those resources because they're struggling. They're trying to figure it out.
That's right.
And that was my whole purpose and premise in starting the Women on the Move Summit every year. And the women come out. It's an intimate setting, and we get together, and we really, really get in there and pound it out. And I tell them, this is your time, because this woman is already there. You're trying to move up in leadership. You're in corporate America. Here she is.
Right.
What did you need to do? How did you need to maneuver? How did you deal with, you know, resolution, the conflicts, you know, conflict resolutions or dealing with your coworkers and how to maneuver a lot of it? Because, you know, everybody ain't going to celebrate you.
Oh, it's
everybody
true. Everybody
not going to be there to try to move you forward.
Absolutely.
And then we have to fight those men in corporate America because they feel like, oh, no, you can't. And then you have a lot of women that I was speaking with a young lady. She worked in the financial industry. She wore baggy clothes to work because she wanted to be noticed for her work, not for her body. Isn't that something?
Yeah. And it's crazy that she even has to think that way.
Yep. So, you know, so this summit is to be able to help them, to empower them, to inspire them, but also to give them the tools that they need and the information they need to start navigating their way through if they're trying to be a new business owner. So you need, there's certain things you need. Some people don't know about the Small Business Development Center. It's free.
Right.
It's a free
service. So much information.
Girl, there's so, I'm telling you, there's so many women that don't know this is out here. And so those are some of the process, some of the things, and that's why the summit, that's kind of how I came up with it. And I want to be there to help them and move. I'm a servant. I'm a loyal servant, and I'm here to serve. And that's my way of serving them.
You've got a phenomenal panelist of women, most of who I've talked to before. So talk about who your panelists and speakers are.
All right. Well, this year I have Nadia Brock Fawcett. She's with Georgia Power because Georgia Power is hosting us this year. And she's a area manager with Georgia Power, and she's going to be able to share, again, in that corporate area, of course, with Georgia Power, a male-dominant industry. I have Felicia Phillips, who's the founder of the Pinkpreneur, you know, that her network is a network of women who are entrepreneurs. She also has MogulCon, again, another big event that is great for women in business, women entrepreneurs, you know, all the same type, but again, we may have stuff similar, but it's definitely different, and there's more that's needed with women. Dr. Deborah Johnson Blake, Dr. DJ, she's her thing is about managing time on purpose. That is so important with what we do. We're mothers, we're wives, you know, we're trying to juggle this and that. We're trying to have a business on the side and still work. She's phenomenal on helping people to manage their time on purpose. So she's going to be great. She's a panelist. Leona Barr Davenport, oh my gosh, I love Leona with the Atlanta Business League.
Absolutely.
Leona is just great when it comes down to, you know, connecting the dots for those that are coming here. Then we have Dr. Tanya Lowe, the Riot Starter. You know, her thing has been human services. She's going to be able to hit them with a lot of stuff when it comes to what she has to offer. Dr. Sherry Blake. Well, we know she's a clinical psychologist. Mm-hmm. We call her the mental health expert. Do we need some mental health? You know, we deal with too much, Tawana. So mentally, we need to know how we're going to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
And some people break down. Some people are functioning mentally ill. They're functioning as a mental ill person.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to share, it's okay. You can go over here and cry. It's okay to break. You're going to go through these things, but this is how you're going to keep you going. So she's going to be very vital and important. I have a young lady, Jamila Rahim. Jamila Rahmad. She's a PR person, one of the millennials, kind of young and doing it in the game. And I'm really excited about her. And then my very, very special guest, which is Trina Braxton of the Braxtons, Toni Braxton's little sister, or is it her older sister?
No, I think it's her little sister. She's the little sister.
Her little sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Trina is really trying to maneuver in as an entrepreneur. That's her thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that she sang with the group. She's also the co-executive producer of the reality show. I didn't know that. So many people didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So she can speak to women that are looking to maybe get into that realm, but also from her experience being a part of the group, being in that part of the family. But now I'm trying to be an entrepreneur. Now I'm trying to get my business going. She has a business now on the north side called Bar Chick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking to open up another location. Well, people need to know, because I'm a Braxton doesn't mean that the code enforcement ain't going to come over here and tell me, you're not opening. You got to get this liquor license together.
Mm-hmm.
You better have this together. So she had to go through all the trials. So now she can speak to them. Look, let me explain to you. Don't think that, you know, these are all the things you need to do. So we're going to have a great time. We're going to laugh and we're going to cry. But we're going to celebrate one another. And I have another two young ladies that are going to come and speak for a few minutes. They're just kind of up and coming. Morgan Wilder, her company is Styles by Stats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's going to talk about what I was telling you about the woman going to work wearing baggy clothes because she wanted to be noticed for her work, or how what you wear says a lot about you.
Right.
People don't realize that.
Mm-hmm,
you have people that are not dressing properly for their industry, you know. And so she's going to be able to speak to that. And LaKara Foster, how to become fearless, a fearless businesswoman. And just to kind of share a little bit, those are kind of like some more inspirational things. And I'm going to teach this year. I normally am just running around serving, just making sure everything goes well, but I'm going to kind of do a session. I'm going to open everything up and kick everything off and give everybody a chance to kind of know a little bit more about me and what I do and what I can do, because they don't know.
Right. The person behind the scenes. Because you also do Women on the Move TV, right?
Yes, and that's a spinoff from The Summit. How about that?
Mm-hmm,
I
think
God is good. He is good all the time. Yes, one of the TV executives, a producer, came to The Summit 2 years ago, and he said, Kim, this is great. All these women are phenomenal. He said, what? Did you ever think about doing a show? I said, I haven't been in front of the camera in 10 years. He said, I'm serious. He said, think about it. And we sat down. We got the whiteboard out. We went back and forth. And I said, you know what? Let's do it. Obviously, God has put this. And I'm telling you, what he has been all in the mix of it. God is truly amazing. From finding that, you know, I'm executive producer. I do produce. I'm executive producer, finding a producer, a PA, just people to kind of really pull it together to bring it to fruition. And I'm just, we've been on a year.
That's phenomenal.
I'm so excited.
Phenomenal.
I'm so elated and looking to transition into some other areas. So I'm going to film some of the summit also to show, you know, just recaps and talk to people and get some testimonials. But, you know, just want to grow the broadcast or whatever, you know, whatever he says for me to do, I'm going to do it. But it's a resource. It's for women. I have men on too, but it's for women who are about business, in business, and ready to do business. So I may be the host, but I'm allowing them to get the exposure they need, because a lot of them don't get it.
And that's womenonthemovetv.com if you need more information.
Yes.
Now give us the information on the Women on the Move Summit coming up September 15th.
Yes, September 15th, we're at the Georgia Power headquarters, Georgia Power, right downtown. The time is from 8 to 1, so we get started early. But we're going to end early so you can take everything on back to your office. If they want to register, they can go to Women on the Move Summit 2017.eventbrite.com, or just go on Eventbrite and look for Women on the Move Summit, and it's all the information is there. We do have a few seats left. It's filling up, so I hope that we can get everybody in there, because again, we're dealing with the Georgia Power Auditorium, but it's limited space,
right?
And we want to be able, you know, and I'm not trying to overdo. I'm just trying to do what I need to do. Until he does expand and move on, I will. But until then, I'm going to work with my 150 to 200 women, giving them what they need, because that's going to be very impactful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Women on the Move Summit, September 15th, 8 a.m. to 1 at the Georgia Power Preston Auditorium, 241 Ralph McGill Boulevard, Atlanta. Go to womenonthemovetv.com, or if you go to Eventbrite, you can just look for Women on the Move. Well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this great information. I know it's going to be a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great one.